I think we had this news last week where, to much fanfare, we had an announcement of this housing plan, or a rehash of a previous plan, which seems to look after certain cities throughout the country. But once again, as we're so often used to, sadly, the neglect of the entire Northwest region. And instead of portraying some level of vision, this government continues to show contempt and neglect for our region. We have capacity in this region, costs of building, costs other aspects of costs that could alleviate the housing crisis. Are cheaper in this part of the country. As I said, we have the capacity, and yet there's a total lack of vision from government in terms of realising that and investing in this region, where we would be in a position to take some of the pressures off the larger cities, who are clearly at capacity or beyond it in some instances, particularly in Dublin, but also benefit our regions in terms of helping us to perform to our own capacity. And our own potential and make a more sustainable contribution to the national effort.
Now, this latest report has predicted that rents will rise by 14% outside the capital, which of course includes the Northwest region. However, Minister Coveney has pledged to solve this housing crisis. Are you fearing that this rent will rise to 14% regardless of that?
Well, I think we've got a 6% rise so far. I mean, I'm sure if you drive through the towns from Malinhead, you know, right down the western seaboard, you're not going to see too much construction underway at the moment. So that in itself is going to ensure that rents continue to rise. We're going to have a retail crisis in terms of Brexit and the impact that we're already having in terms of currency fluctuations. And I think those rents are inevitably going to rise when you see such short supply. So, as I said, the absence of any level of vision to embrace the problems of the nation as a whole is missing from this government and this minister's approach.